Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Legacy Conference Committee for House File 4124 to order. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'd like to just start with a quick walkthrough of just an introduction by the members. I'm chair of the House Legacy Committee, Leon Lilly. I represent some East Metro communities, North St. Paul, Maplewood, Pine Springs, and Landfall. So my co-chair.
Well, thank you, Chair Lilly. I'm Senator Fong Herr, chair of Legacy in the Senate. I'm honored to serve in this capacity as chair and also honored to serve in as a chair of the Environment, Climate, and Legacy. This is my 10th year now. I represent the East Side St. Paul, and geographic-wise, smaller. But I always remind folks that I have to deal with 48 culture bubbles in my district, and it's harder than having 20 parades or driving to 20 parades. So I'm honored to be here. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, everyone. Senator Susan Pop, Senate District 38, representing Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. I think Chair Lilly and Chair Herr for this conference committee, and I want to thank Chair Herr for inviting me to be part of this conference committee. Thank you.
Representative Lee, welcome. Just a brief introduction, if you will.
Sure. Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to be named to the Conference Committee for Legacy, and would also mention I'm the North side to Chair Herr, and so, I think our borders shrink, but that means we got more people, and so excited to be here.
Thank you. And Representative Backer.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to serve on the Conference Committee. Appreciate it. I reside on the western part of Minnesota, so my border is the only district that borders into North Dakota and South Dakota. So when I leave here, I go to the other side of the state. So this is very important, clean water and all that we do for our environments. We have our great metro folks come out to our area to enjoy in the summertime. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Backer. And then quickly, if that's okay.
Mr. Chair, I also want to acknowledge, I know that Senator Housley is running late, or maybe she's tied up with other matters, but I just want to acknowledge that Senator Housley is a member of our conference from the Senate side, and she has been a great ally to me. Also, she represents Stillwater and Forest Lake, Little East of my district.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Herr. And then if we could just quickly go around with our star staff around the table. So if I'll start here, and then we'll
Mike Molson, Committee Administrator for the House.
Alex Wheeler, Committee Legislative Assistant from the House.
I'm Brad Hegram, the House Fiscal Analysis Department.
Chanel Taylor with House Research.
Mary Davis with House Research.
Chelsea Ray, DFL Caucus Research.
And if Ben, if you're...
Ben Stanley, Senate Nonpartisan Staff.
Dan Mueller, Senate Fiscal Analyst.
Michael, Legislative Assistant for Senator Fong Herr.
Cara Josephson, Senate Committee Administrator.
Thank you. So with that, and I just really want to thank the staff. We're so blessed as amazing staff, and I really thank you for all the work that you've done all year and on across the street in the Senate. You have an amazing team, and I just feel so blessed by ours as well. So we're going to transition with a staff's going to do a walkthrough, and I believe we're starting off with you, Mr. Hagemeyer.
Yep, Mr. Chair, I can start walking through the tracking sheet if you'd like. It's Legacy Finance Committee on the top, House File 4124 Conference Committee Comparison. It's date and timestamp 5/7/24 at 3:33 p.m. I'll go fairly quickly through this because a lot of it has been the same throughout the session. The first article of the bill is the Outdoor Heritage Fund. And before I start that, I should say there's a set of a House column numbers. And then there's a set, the second set of numbers is the Senate slash the Conference Committee Agreement. The numbers end up being the same as what was passed off the Senate floor. The first article of the bill is the Outdoor Heritage Fund. I'll just go very high level on this. It's been the same throughout in both bodies. It hasn't really changed except the addition on line 111 of the supplemental recommendation by the council for the protecting Upper Mississippi River from invasive carp. In total, there is on line 119, $192.7 million appropriated from the Outdoor Heritage Fund. If you go on to the fourth page is the Clean Water Fund. This has been fairly similar throughout. The House proposal had $25.4 million. The Senate had the same appropriations that was passed up the Senate floor, and you'll see the addition from the House of the Friends of the Minnesota Valley River Watch on line 138 for $50,000. But in total, it appropriates $25.4 million. The Parks and Trails Fund on the bottom of four, beginning of five, appropriates under the 40-40-20 split, 40% to DNR state parks, 40% to regional parks, and then 40% to the Met Council parks. It appropriates at that same level in $9.1 million of new funding, and it does not include the two carve-outs from Met Council that the House had at one point in the bill. And then I should mention also that all four of the funds are spent down to the 5% reserve level. And then starting on line 189 is the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'll go through this one in a little bit more detail because it's probably had the most changes throughout the course of the session. On line 192 is the State Arts Board, and then there is $5.7 million appropriated to the State Arts Board under their three different programs, Arts and Arts Access Initiatives, Arts Education, and then Arts and Cultural Heritage. And that is the statutory 47% of the funding that goes to the State Arts Board. On line 199 is the Department of Administration, and a lot of these are grants through them. On line 200 is the Burger Fountain renovation for $200,000. Line 201 is the Capri Theater Youth Arts Adult Arts for $250,000. On line 202 is the Veterans Memorials and Commemorations for $150,000. And there's two carve-outs of that. One for $30,000 for the Pelican Rapids Honor Wall, and then $15,000 for Clitheroe Township Veterans Memorial in Battle Lake. On line 205 is $175,000 for Indigenous Roots Cultural Heritage Center in Cipherside. Line 206 is $195,000 for the Croatian Hall. Line 207 is the Minnesota Transportation Museum Justice Ramsey Stone House for $300,000. The Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum, the USS Ward No. 3 gun and World War II display is $275,000. And then Proceed Incorporated Arts and Cultural and Environmental Preservation is $100,000. Moving on to the last page of this tracking sheet, on line 210 is the Twin Cities Jazz Festival for $75,000. On line 215 is in total for Department of Admin is $1.72 million. On line 215 is the Minnesota Humanities Center. And then under the Community Identity and Heritage Grants, there's the Capacity Building for $50,000, grants to create, celebrate, and teach the art, culture, and heritage of a diverse Minnesota communities for $1.69 million. And then there's carve-outs of $750,000 for community events. And of that $750,000, there's three different grants for $100,000 to provide boxes of essentials to mothers in the state, a grant to Muralismo de Mexico to expand classes and support artists, and a grant to support the art and music of Rondo Days. There's $500,000 for underrepresented groups' cultural studies materials. The Urban Debate League has $180,000. There's $100,000 for Monkey Bear. There's $100,000 for St. Paul Neighborhood Network. I don't know how to pronounce this, CIVIG Cultural Center Programming Grant for $40,000. The African Immigrants Community Services Arts Programming Grant for $40,000. The Minnesota Agricultural Children's Museum for $50,000. The Arts and Music Education, the Learner Grants, is for $500,000. There's $150,000 for the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War and the Southeast Asian conflict. On line 233 is Art from the Inside Supportive Arts Program for Incarcerated Persons for $150,000. In total, there's $3.55 million through the Humanities Center. On line 237 is the start of the Historical Society. There's $100,000 to facilitate the purchasing of the Ruby Slippers. There's $400,000 for statewide historic and cultural grants to commemorate 50 years of Southeast Asians in Minnesota. There is $200,000 for community commemoration programs celebrating 50 years among Americans in Minnesota. There's $200,000 for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. There's $50,000 for the Litchfield Opera House and $251,000 for the Dakota County Historical Society. In total, there's $1.2 million through the Historical Society, and in total, it's $12.2 million out of the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Mr. Chair, that's all I have on the spreadsheet.
So is there any questions from members or any discussion? So, Co-Chair Herr, are you, do you have a motion for us?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. I move the adoption of conference committee reports on House File 4124.
So, Chair Herr has moved that the adoption of the conference committee report for House File 4124. Any discussion? Representative Becker.
In regards with, are we going over through the difference with the language, or are we not going to do that, Chair? Because there was some difference between the House and the Senate on the policy aspect. Are we going to go through the difference or not?
There was some differences in the bill before us on the language. Do you have specific questions or the language is?
Yeah, I just have one. I would have one specific question, and if you may ask, under on 55.25, 55.26, and 55.27. On the Senate language on the last page, I see that's on the Senate side, but it was not on the House side. Is that going to be, as an EMT myself, I know the people on the House side knows that quite well. So that's something that's very important to me. Is that language included in our conference report, or is that being stripped out?
Thank you, Representative Becker. That is... the three provisions that were added in the Senate are not in this bill. Currently, it's this money is not used to promote currently, to promote and won't be, towards some of those areas of concern that we heard in the Senate bill. We did not have that in the House, no. And so it's aligns. So we were able to get the House position on that particular item.
And I appreciate that, Chair. The thing that I'd like to just share, that's, of course, very important to me, to my colleagues, in not just as EMTs, but firefighters, police, and police officers. These people go out to serve. So, Einer, if we can, I'll take your word as co-chairs on that, that we will make sure that we do not fund any of those arts or something. That's just important to the individuals that I rep or represent here in this capacity, serving as a rep. So I just want to make that as a comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Becker, for the question, and thank you for your work with in that particular industry as an EMT, and I've even seen you save a few members on the House floor and Governor Dayton one time even. So we very much appreciate what you've done personally, but just across the board, these monies will not promote violence against anyone. And that's been the case, in the past and certainly will be the case going forward and will be dealt with promptly.
Okay, good. And I appreciate that reassurance. I value your word, our working relationship, and thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Any other further questions? Seeing none, so just read. Oh, that's pretty easy. All those in favor of the motion by Chair Herr, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion prevails. And again, I want to thank the members for coming today and certainly our staff. I feel so blessed as a chair to have our amazing staff that we're able to work with. I don't know if you want to say a quick word or not, and I just want to respect you.
Thank
I love working with you as well, sir.
Likewise. Thank you, Chair Lilly. Respectful is always a gain to move forward with hope and prosperity. And so thank you for working with me and make this an easier task. I know that compromise need to take place, and you have been very accessible, and not just you, but your staff and our staff as well. So making this a good goal legislation that hopefully will get strong bipartisan support, get the fund out there to help our communities.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Chair and other members. And I just want to thank or just make a comment to, you know, ultimately, you know, we're past halftime in the legacy, and the people in the crowd, we expect you to do good work too. So the challenge is to you to do good work and make this so it's very easy to renew this amendment when it comes to that date. But with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.